Unit 2. News Media. Reading. Behind the Headlines. Newspapers and other media do more than simply record what happens. Experienced editors and reporters make informed decisions about what events to report and how to report them. They also make sure that readers can relate to the stories. We asked two of China's many talented journalists, Chen Ying and Zhu Lin, to tell us more about news and newspapers. The two reporters agreed to switch roles for once and be the interviewees, rather than the interviewers, in order to let us know about their work and how the news we read is made.
How do you decide what you are going to write?
Before I decide what I'm going to write, I have to discuss the article with my editor. He listens to my ideas and gives me his suggestions. For long and important articles, for example, a feature story, the editor will tell me how I should develop the story. The editor's job is to keep the newspaper balanced and interesting to the readers.
Much of a reporter's work is done before he or she actually starts writing. A reporter begins by contacting the people to be interviewed and then prepares questions. Interviewing someone is difficult. A reporter must know how to ask the right questions and how to get people to talk about the topic. After the interview, the reporter must present the material in an organized way and make sure that the article reflects events and opinions truthfully.
Which of the articles that you have written do you like best?
My favorite article is the one I wrote about the efforts to bring stolen cultural relics back to China. To write this story, I had to contact famous museums around the world and interview both Chinese and international experts in the field. I like the article because it's both news and an interesting story.
Even though I have interviewed many famous people, the story I like best is about an ordinary young woman who tried to adapt to her new life after having studied abroad. I like the story because it was the first time that I had written with real passion, and because it made me realize that everyone's life is different.
If you could write any article you want, what would you write about and why?
I want to explore the mysteries in life. I would like to write about music, art, nature, and the importance of spiritual fulfillment.
I want to write about people you seldom read about. For example, people who have AIDS or who are addicted to drugs. Their stories must be told if we want to solve difficult social problems and help those who suffer from them. For a reporter, the basic task is to report an event truthfully. We shouldn't ignore what happens, even if it is difficult for people to accept some stories.
The media can often help solve problems and draw attention to situations where help is needed. For example, newspapers like China Daily or The People's Daily help us understand what life is like in other parts of China and the rest of the world. Carefully written articles can help people become interested in important questions around the world. TV programs and printed articles also help people in other countries learn about China and the Chinese people. The result is a better understanding of the world on all sides, leading to a future world where people from all countries are respected and different views and opinions are tolerated. Integrating skills. Reading, speaking, and reporting.
A small group of fewer than 100 people caused trouble for workers at our city's most successful company today. The rude and noisy group made it difficult for the workers to get into the factory. Fortunately, most of the troublemakers left peacefully after the police arrived. But a few of them fought with the company's guards and had to be taken to the police station.
More than 90 responsible and caring citizens made their voices heard today. The citizens, all of whom love nature and our planet, demonstrated outside the city's worst polluter. Brave and strong, the activists talked to workers outside the factory and left a positive message about protecting the earth. The peaceful meeting ended when the company sent out a group of angry men armed with sticks to fight with the citizens. Workbook, Unit 2, Integrating Skills. Reading.
In the public eye. She is one of China's 50 most successful business leaders, and she has been described as being bigger than Oprah. Well known to 1 billion viewers, Yang Lan is among China's most popular TV personalities. Born in Beijing in 1968, Yang Lan began her career as the host for the popular Zheng Da TV show. She was only 21 at the time and had just graduated from Beijing Foreign Studies University. Becoming the host of a show with an audience of 200 million at such a young age was a big challenge. But Yang Lan was ready for it and quickly became popular. Many of us would probably have stayed on to enjoy the fame and money that come with being a TV star. But Yang Lan had more important plans. She left the show after 4 years and went to New York City to get a master's degree at Columbia University. Her experience abroad inspired her, and she made up her mind to create a new kind of TV station for Chinese viewers. When Yang Lan returned to China, she decided to develop her interest in business. Together with her husband, she started her own media company, Sun Media. When Yang Lan grew up, her family did not have a television. Children in her neighborhood would sit in front of a small black-and-white TV owned by one of the other families in her building. TV was a new thing at the time, but Yang Lan thought that the powerful medium could be used in a different way. She wanted to make shows that were both entertaining and educational. When she was studying abroad, she produced a feature show called Horizon. The show introduced American popular culture to Chinese viewers. Viewers liked the first season of Horizon, but Yang Lan wanted to do something more serious and meaningful. The following year, she began interviewing important people. such as Dr. Henry Kissinger, and discussing social issues. Her viewers were pleased, and the show became even more popular. She later developed Yang Lan One-on-One. Having interviewed more than 300 opinion leaders around the world. Despite the incredible success of her media company, she has not forgotten what made her want to be a journalist in the first place. One of Yang Lan's goals is to create a distinctly Chinese show that can act as a positive force in real life. Chinese people today, Yang Lan notes, want to watch shows that deal with problems they may experience in their own life, such as how to fit in the fast-changing society. Her media company's goal, she says, is to educate through entertainment and to illuminate through information.